Hello, I'm Kurt Becker. Thanks for joining me as I take another stroll through racing history, presented by Lane's End and Keeneland. He was champion juvenile in 1987, but the critics said he would have distance limitations as a three-year-old. They said he was bred to be a sprinter. They said he lacked the heart to win a close race. But by the end of his three-year-old campaign, 49er had won four photo finish decisions, including a thriller in the Travers Stakes at a mile and a quarter. Bred and owned by Claiborne Farm, 49er was a son of the legendary Claiborne stallion Mr. Prospector. Trained by Hall of Famer Woody Stevens and described as a young colt in the hands of an old master, 49er won 5 of 6 starts as a two-year-old, including Grade 1 wins in the Futurity and the Champagne at Belmont Park. The result was an Eclipse Award as champion juvenile and status as the Winter Book favorite for the Kentucky Derby. As a three-year-old in 1988, 49er's first win of the season came in the Fountain of Youth at Gulfstream Park, a race he won by a nose over Notebook as the odds-on favorite. But in the Florida Derby a few weeks later, 49er lost by a neck to 32-1 Longshot Brian's Time. The fact he had given up the lead in the final 20 yards led the critics to suggest that the stretch out to a mile and an eighth had been the problem. On April 16, 49er went to the post for the Lexington Stakes at Keeneland as the heavy favorite before a crowd of 28,000. The result? Another loss, this time by a head to Risen Star. Despite the questions which surrounded him, 49er still had enough respect from the betting public to be dispatched as the third betting choice in a field of 17 horses for the 114th running of the Kentucky Derby. Coming down the stretch, he looked like the best colt in North America. The only thing standing between him and the roses was a filly. It was Winning Colors who made history that day, becoming just the third filly ever to win the Kentucky Derby. 49er had run a brilliant race down the stretch, but was a neck short at the wire. Following a 7th-place finish 2 weeks later in the Preakness, 49er's name dropped from the radar as Risen Star dazzled racing fans by capturing not only the Preakness Stakes, but also the Belmont, the latter by 14 lengths. As the summer campaign began, the conventional wisdom was that 49er had reached his limits, and the limits seemed to be twofold. He could not win at a classic distance, and he was less than dependable in a photo finish. But the summer campaign would prove to be 49er's redemption. On July 30, 1988, 49er stepped into the starting gate at Monmouth Park before a crowd of 23,000 as the 4-5 favorite in the Grade 1 Haskell Invitational. Following a battle with Seeking the Gold, which lasted the length of the home stretch, 49er prevailed by a nose under Lafitte Penkai Jr. 3 weeks later, on August 20 in the Grade 1 Travers Stakes at Saratoga, 49er would once again find himself in a showdown with Seeking the Gold. This time, the distance would be a mile and a quarter, and the jockey would be Chris McCarron, subbing for an injured Penkai. The crowd would be twice as large, and the final furlong would once again produce a furious battle. Marshall Cassidy gives us the call.
They're at the 8th pole. 49er leads 30-2. Seeking the Gold moves and just like on the outside. Brian's time. Seeking the Gold gaining ground on the outside of 49er. Loose straight past 16th pole. Hit Seeking the Gold and 49er to the wire. Seeking the Gold on 49er. 49er on the inside.
For the second time in 3 weeks, 49er had beaten Seeking the Gold by a nose. And this time he had done it at the classic distance of a mile and a quarter. 49er had proved his critics wrong. The year would conclude with a runner-up finish to Ali Sheba in the Woodward at Belmont Park, a win in the inaugural edition of the New York Racing Association Mile at Aqueduct, and a 4th-place finish in the Breeders' Cup Classic at Churchill Downs. 49er finished his career with 11 wins and 5 seconds from 19 starts and $2.7 million in earnings. He enjoyed a successful stallion career in both the U.S. and Japan, with his offspring including leading sire Distorted Humor, Travers winner Coronado's Quest, and Belmont winner Editor's Note. He would also become the grandsire of Kentucky Derby and Preakness winner Funny Side, and the great-grandsire of dual classic winner I'll Have Another. 49er died in May of 2020 in Japan at the age of 35. Please join me again next week when I take another stroll through racing history, presented by Lane's End and Keeneland. For HRRN, I'm Kurt Becker.